This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. With the warm weather this summer, along with the occasional rain shower, the crops have been growing better than has been seen in the past few years. Harvest is set to start any time, and for some, it has already begun. I talked with Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President for the Midwest Truckers Association, about the early harvest and how it will affect the trucking industry.
Well, right now we've already heard that, in some places northwest of here, there's been some early harvest already started. I mean, they're cutting corn. Dry down was good, and especially up in some of those sandy soils, that means the dry down was quick, and they're already starting. So that means that here we are. It's not even the end of August, and the harvest season has started. It's hard to believe. But with that, of course, there's a lot of issues that we're dealing with. Even before the harvest, I mean, we're dealing with still trying to get last year's crop out of the bins. A lot of that corn, especially around here, of course, goes down to St. Louis. If you're driving on the roads, it seems like it's just a procession of hoppers. I mean, there's just, grain trailers are going down the road, and it's just one after the other because they have to find room for, this year's crop. And, they waited and waited and waited, on this year's, on the past year's crop to get out, and they're doing it right now. So from that standpoint, a lot of truck traffic that's moving grain out of the bins. Now, if we're talking about this year's harvest, which is just right around the corner for around here, got to get ready for that too. I mean, we're dealing with safety issues more than anything else. Going to be a lot of traffic on those rural roads. It means we're going to be moving a lot of equipment. We're going to be moving a lot of trucks in and out. Compound that with the fact that we got the start of the school year, and you got the school buses out there, and you got everyone running to do that. On top of that, we're dealing with oil and chip work. Townships are busy right now this time of the year, fixing up their the township roads. And you're going to have a lot of oil and chip road work going on. So all this is going on, especially on the rural roads and the local roads, and just means there's a lot of traffic out there. And the number one, word is safety. Be careful out there. Watch for the, stop school bus. Watch for the dump trucks and the spreaders that are doing the oil and chip work. Watch out for the combines. Watch out for in a lot of these cases, there's still a lot of these old straight trucks out there that people are using to haul to the bin and stuff like that. They don't move very fast. Some of those trucks are probably 35 years old, but they're used one time a year. They're used to move during harvest, and just to look out for them. I mean, there's going to be a lot of traffic out there, the next couple of weeks.
More from Don Schaefer after these messages. This year's early harvest can create some safety hazards when on the road. Here's Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President for the Midwest Truckers Association, with more advice for safety this harvest season.
Today's a perfect storm. I mean, the fact is today really, or I should say this week's first week of school, the first week of the new bus routes, people are scrambling. I saw that this morning. The bus route last year where the buses were picking them up at 7:30, now they're picking them up at 7:45, and so times are different. And people are going to have to, the regular commuters are going, well, if that bus is coming this time and he's going to stop every half block, then I'm going to be late for work. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to leave a little bit early to beat the school bus. So, we're going to see a lot of that this week, too, just as school season starts.
That was Don Schaefer with the Midwest Trucking Association. The Tri-County Antique Club will be hosting their Olden Days celebration on August 25th and 26th. The Olden Days will be held in Dow, Illinois, at address 23946 State Highway 3, Dow, Illinois. The show begins at 7 a.m. on Saturday with activities running throughout the day till 6 p.m. On Saturday, visitors can expect to see the threshing and sawmill that will open at 10 a.m., the tractor pull at 12 p.m., the pedal tractor pull at 1 p.m., and the parade of power at 2 p.m. Live entertainment for the day is Matt Toll and Friends from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Back in the Saddle from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, the show once again opens at 7 a.m. and runs through 4 p.m. The day starts with Country Church at 9 a.m., Threshing and Sawmill open at 10 a.m., Car Show at 11 a.m., Pedal Tractor Pool at 12 p.m., Garden Tractor Pool at 1 p.m., Plowing Demonstration at 1 p.m., and the Parade of Power at 2 p.m. The live entertainment for Sunday is Fireproof from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. and the Gibson Girls from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $5 per day per person, and kids under 12 are free. There are also vendors every day and many activities for the kids. Be sure to come out and experience agriculture as it once was. Linko Precision will be hosting their annual pre-harvest cookout on August 28th at 6 p.m. The cookout will be held at Skip's Farm Shop, located at 15215 Nokomis Road in Nokomis. There will be burgers, beans, brats, soda, and chips. At 6:15 p.m., there will be a systems approach to cover crops. At 6:45 p.m., there will be a talk on tips for the fall and fall specials. You can RSVP by August 24th for the meal count by calling 309-527-6455. The Farm Progress Show is being held in Boone, Iowa this year on August 28th through the 30th. This is the largest outdoor farm show, and there are countless exhibitors that all have to do with agriculture. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.